USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today marks the 100th annual Veterans Day Parade in New York City. It's the largest ceremony in the nation honoring veterans. President Trump addresses the crowd.
To each veteran of the war, the glory of your deeds will only grow greater with time. This city is graced by your presence. This nation is forever in your debt, and we thank you all.
The search for a missing Jacksonville, Florida child is being extended. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams says the search for 5-year-old Taylor Williams, who was reported missing last Wednesday, continues.
We have deployed assets to Alabama to participate in search efforts. Primarily, we have our investigative teams from the homicide unit on the ground in Alabama and missing persons unit.
The mother is not cooperating with police and is described as a person of interest. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the reinvented Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body and allows maximum airflow. Sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During our fall savings event, enjoy up to $600 off Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Find a retailer today at Tempur-Pedic.com.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped 2 cents over the last week, falling to $2.61 a gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the cooler weather may even cause gasoline prices to drift lower.
Gas prices are likely to drift a little bit lower in the week ahead. Demand for gasoline continues to fall slightly as we enter cooler weather, which will allow gas prices to continue slowly falling. In addition, refinery maintenance is generally wrapping up across the nation's refineries. Utilization continues to increase as refineries return to service, churning out more gasoline, helping to put downward pressure on gas prices.
Among the individual states, Louisiana had the lowest price at $2.17 a gallon, while California remained the highest at $4.03 per gallon.
Republican Congressman Peter King of New York will not be running for re-election in 2020, so he can spend more time with his family. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Many Americans are celebrating a 3-day weekend because Monday, November 11th is Veterans Day, while the stock market, though, is open for their normal business hours on Monday. Now, the stock market has been gaining week to week for the past 5 weeks, and all that being said, though, mutual funds are still the way to go. That's at least according to Chris Hogan, who joins Fox Business and says the ups and downs of the stock market are not good for long-term investors.
I like mutual funds, growth stock mutual funds. That's the thing that helped me make a difference in my own life. But I want people to understand where they are. But single stocks are like going to Vegas, right? Everybody on the plane out to Vegas is excited. I've been on those plane ride back, right, where people aren't, where they've gotten stung. So we need to understand what we're investing in. And if you can't explain it to a 10 or a 12-year-old, then you don't need to invest in it.
As far as how much a role the government plays in people's prosperity, Hogan tells Fox News.
I think we can get caught up in the government, right? The government's job is to protect us. I think ultimately our economic progress, our economic focus starts in our homes. And I think it's people rising up and taking control over where they are.
Week 10 of what's turning out to be a rather crazy NFL week is wrapping up on Monday night with the San Francisco 49ers hosting the Seattle Seahawks. Kickoff is set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. You can catch that game on ESPN. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.